You're out for dinner with friends, or maybe you're traveling with another couple. How do you handle the bill? Depending on the people you're with, their attitudes about money, their income bracket, it can get a little sticky. Carrie Taylor from Squawk Fox is here with some ideas on how to navigate all this, including a new app that could help. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, Bruce.
Have you ever been in the circumstance where things do get a little sticky or awkward when it comes to the bill?
When it comes to divvying
up dinner. I sure have.
Oh, me too. Once or twice.
And part of it is age and stage. So take us through the sort of stages, because I think that's going to inform the different options people have. What you do as a student is different if you're, you know, four people who each are in the professional workforce and making buckets of money.
Yeah, I've noticed throughout my life how I feel about divvying up the dinner. It really has changed. So when I was a student, you know, every dollar counts because you've got student debt and pay for rent or textbooks. So we go for dinner and it was always, you know, we all paid our own bill. It was really important to, you know, to order what you could afford and then pay your share.
And so, no one would look down on you for that because that's everybody was on the same page.
I know. It was, you know, that was the way it went. So those that could order steak had the steak. Those that, you know, had soup on the side ate the appetizer for dinner. So
right.
That's the way it worked. And that really worked. But as I got older, things really started changing. So once I started working and having a job, sometimes I'd pick up the bill, then we'd go out with friends later and they'd pick up the bill. So we just kind of took turns. There was less stress, you know, or we'd all order within the same price band. So it didn't really matter, you know.
Right.
We'd all just split up the bill. But when I got married and, you know, started living with my husband over decades, we noticed that our incomes would change over years.
Mm.
So we started paying proportionally. So one year he might make more, another year I might make more. So if I was making, I don't know, 1% more or 10% more or whatever, I would add that extra amount and pay that bill proportionally. So our mortgage or rent or utility bills.
Even all the way down to dinner.
Even down to dinner.
Wow.
Groceries.
Yeah. We're going to talk about some different ways to do it, but I want to start with this app because this was one that someone pointed out to me that I'd never heard of. It's called Splitter with no E.
Yeah.
Splittr. You got it on your phone. How does it work and what did you think?
Well, there's two different kinds of splitters. There's one for just splitting dinners and bills at the table, it says. And then there's one for travel. So if you travel with friends, you can cut the cost there. But for the one for dinner, it's kind of cool. You can you download it, you put it on, it's free. There's some annoying ads on the bottom. But then you can, you know, ignore them and then move on. So you can enter your name, enter your friends' names, and you can add what you've eaten. And then if you split appetizers or a pitcher of beer, you put those people that split that cost. And then it just comes up and divvies the dough and adds the tip based on the percentage you wish to leave. And boom, it outputs who pays what based on what you ordered.
And can it be cumulative? So if you had a month traveling around Tuscany with another couple or something, could you settle at the end of that time period?
Yeah, you can. You keep it ongoing. And then there's a feature to email, you know, the status of, I guess, what needs to be paid to the parties involved.
Right, so they can do an e-transfer
and sort it all out. It kind of just kind of takes away the stress of it. But yeah, I thought it was kind of neat. I wish that existed when I was a student.
Yeah. So that is an app for your phone. There are other ways to, as you say, split tabs, not friendships.
Yeah.
So you talked a little bit about the income split that you and your partner have done at different times. Take us through some of the other methods. I'm sure we know this, but I think it's worthy of remembering because in a second I'm going to ask you about communication. And so having the methods in mind, then you can communicate with your peeps. And what's going to be best?
Well, you know, you can do it by order. So you just pay what you order, which I think is the most straightforward thing. You can get separate checks, separate bills. That's really simple.
Yeah.
Then you can really add on your tip.
Do restaurants do that? Does
yes.
it make? I was in Halifax this past week, and that was something that everyone did, and that was totally fine. But I can imagine in some restaurants, they would look at you and just think, are you kidding me? I'm totally not doing that. You ask anyway.
Well, it's never been an issue that specifically. I think what's been more of an issue when I was younger and a student and everyone, we went out to this one restaurant and I didn't know where we're going until we got there. It turned out to be an all gluten restaurant. And I have celiac disease, so I can't eat any of it. So
you probably barely have a glass of water there.
It was so stressful to me because here everyone is dining and then we split the bill evenly. No one noticed all I had was a cup of tea. So I think at that point, that was like the most painful point I ever had of having to split the bill because I ate nothing.
Were you less open about your diagnosis at that point?
You know, I think I was just really shy. There was a nice guy there. I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to ruffle feathers. And I think that's what it comes down to with money. It's an emotional thing. You don't want to be called out for being a salad eater or a non-gluten eater. You know?
That's like a pejorative.
It's like you're the water date.
Salad eater.
And you don't want to admit that you can't afford to pay for someone else's steak. So it gets to be that emotional thing that happens.
You were right? Both, you and I are both adults. When you go out with friends now, we're no longer students. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Well, we've had lunch. I think you picked up the bill the first time.
Did you pick it up the second?
I did.
My problem with the your turn, my turn, I can never remember.
Oh.
I just would never remember. And so I would have to write it down.
There's probably an app for that, Bruce.
There probably is an app for that. So I prefer to split, not because of the money, more that then I don't have to remember.
Right.
Because my fear is that I'm not going to be perceived as being not generous, and then I'm not going to pay enough.
Right. Well, what did you do when you were younger then?
Oh, well, I was a buy what I ordered thing.
Yeah.
Until I had my head served to me on a platter by a very close friend as I went through and was like, well, you had a beer and I didn't have a beer. Like I was doing that kind of thing. And he said, stop, we're splitting this 50-50. And the reason is you come to my house and you drink my beer and it all works out. So from here on in, 50-50.
He was keeping tabs on you.
He was older. I think, you know what I think? I think it was almost an intervention from my friends who are like, you know, you need to grow up. And these friends are older than I am. So later in their career, and I think there is something to that when you're more confident, you're more stable financially, that you can just split it and it's no big deal.
Well, and a beer doesn't break the budget quite like, you know, when you're older and you've got some savings.
There is this awkward moment where you're not sure how it's going to go. So do you know my catchphrase?
You just rip out the credit card?
I say, are you going to use a card or cash?
Oh.
So that it's implied that we're going to split the bill. But when I get out my wallet and pull out my credit card, I don't want there to be the assumption that I'm paying necessarily if that's not how it's going to go.
No, for sure.
And I did much more often defer to just picking up the check because, you know.
I don't know. I think it just, for me, it depends how the vibe of the meal went. I sometimes just pick it up. What the heck?
God, I'm oblivious. So rules of thumb on etiquette.
Yes.
Communication is key.
Yes, and that's like the biggest thing, right? I mean, that's where we all fail. It doesn't matter what in life. It's money, food, communication, right? So generally, if you're younger, it's better before going out for the meal. You know, are you guys going to split the bill? You know, talk about it. Get separate checks. Bring cash. You know what you're spending so you don't go over the budget. And just talk with people. I mean, when I was younger or I'm a freelancer now, so I don't, you know, my work isn't steady. So if the budget's tight, I just say, hey, it's a tight budget. Why don't we just, you know, eat at home? You know, so I think communicating where you're at in your finances and being honest about how you want to cut the cost, I think that makes life easy.
It does make life easy, provided you have the foundation with the friendship to have that conversation, which is what you and I spend all day, every day trying to get people talking about money. Carrie, thank you for coming and talking to us about money. I appreciate it.
Thanks. And I guess you're picking up the check.
It's my turn.
It's your turn. Totally your turn.
So you have to remind me. At least we have a joke about it. Be like, Bruce, you're picking up the check. You can do that forever.
Yeah.
I'll still.
Let's go for beer.
Go for lunch with you. Carrie Taylor from Squawk Fox. Thank you very much.